Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy Monday, one and all, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. What do you think of Twitter? Do you use Twitter? Does it matter to you? How about Elon Musk? He high up on your list right now? Love to hear from you on this one today on What's on Your Mind. Tell us. 701-271-1100. Will something come of the Twitter files now that we know what we know? And by the way, there was more over the weekend. In case you're not following all this, we have the details for you. You certainly won't turn on, well, even, if you ask me, even news sources like Fox News, for example, is not really covering this. Not like digging into it. It's very sort of on the surface, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's too much of a target for the establishment, I guess, for them to cover it. So, you know, there's some media on our side that are actually covering it, but I think really digging into it and giving you all the details on what has been exposed is rare. Really rare. 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Somebody texts us a screenshot here of the Hodge twins and Elon Musk saying, the Hodge twins said, it's 100% collusion between government and big tech to violate the First Amendment. Kevin, you were saying earlier that kind of my house thing, my rules.
Yeah.
No big
deal. You know.
But Elon Musk is saying Twitter acting by itself to suppress free speech is not a First Amendment violation. But acting under orders from the government to suppress free speech with no judicial review is.
Yeah.
And that's where I think that's the smoking gun here. The FBI. The government in the middle of it.
Using that tool to guide opinion and to sway, I mean, it's millions of people. I mean.
And putting an FBI attorney in the middle of it.
Yep.
Smells the high heaven.
You bet.
Just stinks.
You know, and we knew it was happening. Trump knew it was happening. That's why Parler and those things shot up right away. Truth Social, it should be as no surprise. Look at Jack Dorsey. I mean, look at that guy. He lied before Congress. He doesn't care.
Jack Dorsey is the former CEO of Twitter.
Yeah. He's the founder.
But all this stuff didn't happen to Democrats.
No, not at all.
It only happened to Republicans and conservatives.
Jack's house, Jack's rules. You don't get to say things about, talk about that here. Not at my dinner table. You talk about what I want to talk about.
It's unbelievable. We're going to talk a little later on in the program with the Rapid Response Director at the Republican National Committee. Find out what Republicans will do about this. The censorship, the blacklist, the shadow banning, the FBI collusion. Also on the program today, we're going to talk with Anthony Watts, Senior Fellow for Environment and Climate at the Heartland Institute. And my intent with this conversation is to give you a few tools to talk about just how bogus the climate change agenda is. and give you some facts just for some light conversation with relatives. You never know. You might have a conversation here or there. Texture says it doesn't matter if it's a private company. Once the FBI and other government agencies were involved, it made it criminal. Almost all media is private. The government cannot just tell them to lie or to feed the people lies. When government is dictating what's reported and how it's reported, there needs to be punishment. Will there be?
No doubt. But, you know, the government didn't shape Twitter's mindset. You know, Jack Dorsey and those like him that he hired and, you know, the woke staff. I mean, that's where it started. But the fact that the government got involved with this one-sided little playground that Dorsey built,
that's
is even worse.
That's
yes,
a smoking gun.
No doubt.
Listener says, when people ask what is going on today, it's so simple. It boils down to the basics. The American public has taken the easy way out. They've chosen to become ignorant of what is taking place around us. It's just so much easier to watch TikTok than to learn how to think for ourselves. I'm in no way a fan of Kanye. There's a reason he was kicked off Twitter. Everyone is missing this. Elon knows why he kicked him off. To Elon's companies and a group he's affiliated with, Germany lost the roar. People are putting Elon on that magical pedestal as he plays the American public again. Not an Elon fan, from our question earlier. Does Twitter matter to you? Do you use it? What's your opinion of Elon Musk? Call us at 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. The new battle cry, says another listener, is going to be January 3rd, which will replace January 6th. The shoe can now be on the other foot. Forgive me. What happened on January 3rd? Is that tied to the Twitter files, maybe? In regard to the FBI, the Bidens, the Clintons, and the whole rat's nest in Washington, God's word says your sins will find you out and there's nothing hidden that won't be exposed. Hopefully some sort of justice will be restored again and we can shout, freedom! That'd be a good thing to shout. All right, a summary on Friday night's action. While you enjoyed your weekend, we were watching this stuff for you. Because the Twitter files, Friday, disclosed further details of the FBI's work with Twitter employees to moderate content in the lead-up to the 2020 presidential election. As part of this three-part segment of the Twitter files, diving into how President Trump was ousted from the platform. Adding to previous revelations of Twitter's left-wing bent that led to the censorship of conservative viewpoints and the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story just weeks before the 2020 presidential election, Matt Taibbi promised Twitter users an inside look at what led to Trump's ouster in the wake of January 6th attack on the Capitol. His reporting said, quote, whatever your opinion of the decision to remove Trump that day, the internal communications at Twitter between January 6th and January 8th have clear historical import. Even Twitter's employees understood in the moment it was a landmark moment in the annals of speech. The first segment focused on what Mr. Taibbi calls an erosion of standards within the company in the months leading up to the Capitol riot. Standards? I haven't found many standards. Made it up as they went along.
What's that word mean?
Yeah. Detailing Twitter employees' initial internal debate over censoring election-related content posted by Trump. The internal documents revealed in the thread described what Mr. Taibbi said were decisions by high-ranking executives to violate their own policies and more against the backdrop of ongoing documented interaction with federal agencies. Two things there. One, they had a set of rules. They threw those out because the FBI was saying, exactly. There you go, folks. That's the smoking gun. During this time, the report continues, executives were also clearly liaising, haven't heard that word before. With federal enforcement and intelligence agencies about moderation of election-related content. Federal enforcement and intelligence agencies talking about moderation of election-related content. While we're still at the start of reviewing the Twitter files, we're finding out more about these interactions every day. It's a treasure trove. Mr. Taibbi reported during the first installment of the Twitter files concerning the company's decision to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story weeks before the election that he had uncovered no specific evidence pointing to direct communication between federal officials and Twitter employees. However, in Friday's thread, the newest information, he unveiled evidence, including internal chat logs, pointing to intensified relationships between federal agencies and Twitter executives. So they're digging into this themselves and finding this all. In one Slack exchange among Twitter employees disclosed in the latest installment, Twitter's head of trust and safety, this Yoel Roth, alluded to disguising his interactions with federal officials as generic meetings on his public calendar. So meetings with the feds, he didn't know what to put on his calendar.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, in Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westo, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciate that. But more importantly, I'm going to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is
and one of the classics. Happy Christmas.
A very, very
Yeah, isn't that nice? What's on your mind brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA from the Freedom Matters USA studios. What's on your mind today? You get any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents today. They're really good muffins, too. And the lunch, your mouth is about to water. Tater tot hot dish in Yulin, lasagna on 45th Street, Swedish meatballs both in Glendon and on MP Avenue. Beefy noodles at 12th Avenue and I-29. Mac and beef or country fried steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Country fried steak in Harwood. Mm-mm, good. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Questions of the day. Does Twitter matter to you? Do you use it? What's your opinion of Elon Musk? And we're giving you the details on the Friday, just happened now on Friday, latest dump, which included a lot of information about the FBI. We just told you that Twitter's head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth, who is a despicable guy. I mean, you just dig into this guy, you can't believe it. Bad news on a lot of fronts. But he was joking about meeting with the FBI and having to disguise his calendar. In another internal chat, Twitter's policy director, Kev, you can't make this up. You know what the guy's name is? Nick Pickles.
Okay. That's all right. Everybody's got to have a name.
Mr. Pickles,
yep.
The policy director at Twitter there, strategized with an anonymous employee on how to disguise information obtained from the federal officials in external communications.
More importantly, what set of parents with the last name Pickles would name their son Nick?
I know.
Okay.
Right?
How about, you know, anything. Yeah.
Sean.
Yeah. John would work great.
Yeah. Nick Pickles.
Anything but Nick or Peter. Okay.
How did that kid get through school?
I know.
That's unbelievable.
That's what I wonder sometimes.
So Mr. Pickles there, Nick Pickles, says, are you comfortable with marketing talking about misinformation by saying that we detected it through machine learning, human review, and flagged partnerships with outside experts? The anonymous employee asked, I know that's been a slippery process, so not sure if you want our public explanation to hang our hat on that. Can we just say partnerships? Not sure how we describe the FBI and DHS as experts. Here you go. Not only the FBI, the DHS. Other internal messages reveal that Mr. Roth met with federal officials from the Office of National Intelligence. Oh, here we go. DNI. FBI, Department of Homeland Security. As the scandal over Twitter's censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story unfolded in October of 2020, just weeks before the presidential election. It's unbelievable. All the things they were doing to hide this. Mr. Roth, back to the despicable fellow, reported to coworkers in one chat, weekly sync with FBI, DHS, DNI, re-election security. The meeting happened about 15 minutes after the aforementioned hacked materials implosion. The government declined to share anything useful when asked. Monthly meeting with the FBI Foreign Influence Task Force. Briefed on several ongoing investigations. In one instance, Twitter employees decided to apply a learn how voting is safe and secure note to one post reported by the FBI. Other internal chats revealed deliberations about whether to censor other posts not flagged by federal agents, many of which were authored by Trump. So there's a review of the newest information on Friday night. But wait, there's more. Early Sunday morning, guess what happened there, Kev?
Which one?
Elon Musk teased the Twitter files related to censorship of COVID-19 information.
Did you see the Michelle Obama-Trump deal, too?
Yeah, what did she say again? She went to Twitter, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Ordered the that he be banned.
Yeah, she's intervening even.
Yep. Twitter revelation suggests Michelle Obama ordered Trump's ban. There's a couple of internal documents that I looked through this stuff for about a good half hour, 45 minutes yesterday morning. It's unreal.
Yeah.
And how many different municipalities and states and like Katie Hobbs of the country were involved with this?
It's just so obvious.
It's
what's
crazy.
Going on. Yeah. It's a cancer. It's everywhere. So we don't have all the Fauci information yet, but Sunday morning, Musk tweeted out that the Twitter files related to censorship of COVID information are coming, in his words, big time. And then he tweeted that his pronouns are prosecute Fauci.
Love it.
I love how he's got a little bit of Trump in him, doesn't he? Where he's kind of he's putting enough out there to get people talking. And he must be mad about this one. What's been released so far regarding election interference, January 6th, and the unequal application of Twitter's policies, and execs making them up on the fly sometimes, are interesting and eye-opening. But Twitter's ruthless Orwellian censorship of COVID-19 information, which occurred right up until Musk bought the company, was not only its most wide-ranging bit of malfeasance, but also the most damaging. Here we come. Chris Wallace asked Fauci about it this weekend.
There was a study that came out recently that said that 9 out of 10 people that are dying in this country are over 65. Looking back, and I understand that this has been a dynamic situation, has changed over time, could we have been less restrictive about schools and less restrictive about closing down the economy and focused, if not from the very start, earlier on the elderly?
You know, in the absence of vaccination, that would have been very difficult to do. But right now that you have the ability to vaccinate people, you can actually clearly be much more liberal and open in what we're doing,
which is where
we are really right now. But in the very beginning, when essentially everyone was at risk of infection, you could pass it on to someone else inadvertently, innocently, and have that person suffer a dire consequence. So when you're dealing in the beginning, it was like a tsunami that you needed to shut off quickly and then open up as quickly as you possibly could.
He's not giving up on it. He's stuck to it. I got some texts to get to at 701-237-1590. The Twitter files. Friday and Sunday, a tease that more is coming on COVID-19 and Fauci himself. Won't that be good? 271-1100 to call us.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Energy is preparing to announce a major breakthrough in nuclear energy that may pave the way for clean power. The agency is expected to announce tomorrow. American scientists at the federally run Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California have successfully produced a fusion reaction that resulted in clean energy. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in custody. It appears the United States was waiting on the suspect to complete his prison term on an unrelated charge in Libya. 2 years ago, Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr announced he knew of his whereabouts and his date with justice.
At long last, this man, responsible for killing Americans and many others, will be subject to justice for his crimes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. Kind of nice, isn't it? America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. All right, let's get to a few of your comments here. This all happened because of wimpy Republicans. Well, I want to know what Republicans are going to do about it. Going back to the fact we have more government interference with a private company related to free speech. Can we say it happened because of wimpy Republicans? I don't know the remedy, so need to know more. I mean, see if anybody else agrees with you that it happened as a result of wimpy Republicans. Thanks for the comment. Texas says, thanks for bringing the Twitter news to your audience. I'm skeptical this will go anywhere. I would ask you and other conservative voices, go to work on our so-called conservative representatives. The rhinos will not admit fraudulent elections, then go after the likes of Sinema and Manchin to caucus with Republicans. Switch up the playbook. If you can't beat them, then beat them. We have Kelly Armstrong joining us later in the week here. And obviously the House is where the majority of the power will be to do something about this. So we definitely will ask him about it. And the reason I'm bringing it up is it's very hard to find anywhere. There's very little information out there about it. So, we're going through it on purpose. Just for you. Listener says, once you touch American soil, you're claiming asylum in the United States. You reach the soil before you reach the wall. This is a fiasco that can be avoided. The Mexican government policy requiring asylum applicants to stay in Mexico can be reinstated. Senator Ted Cruz currently serves on the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding border relations. But if Ted Cruz says, here's an amendment, it'll add some teeth to our border patrol, let's have a vote, it's not going to pass. That's why the Senate Republicans don't control the calendar, don't control the bill flow, what bills are going to be voted on, and have no chance because they're outnumbered in the committees. You would think on the border at some point that would be critical mass from enough people seeing what's happening down there that it would become politically dangerous for Democrats to continue to vote against it, wouldn't you?
Well, everything's fine down there. It's all secure. Nobody's really looking at it, so you'd think. No, to your question, yes, you'd think, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know how you ignore it.
But this is the danger of such a biased media, because the majority of them are ignoring it. You got to watch
no doubt
Fox News and Newsmax to know what's happening. And I give Fox credit. They've done a nice job of parking Bill Malusian down there and others to just be there. And every day tell you what happened. But it's sort of like Groundhog Day. Thank you, ma'am. May I have another? Thank you, ma'am. May I have another? Because it just keeps coming. But to your point, I don't think Ted Cruz has the power to do anything. But one thing they do have is a voice. And I don't think they can go down there enough. I really don't. I had this crazy idea, Kev, where we should have like an armada of talk radio, of media, and, you know, cover the border like every 5 miles, put a different host.
Yeah.
You know, and have a live stream. So you could just have a sense, real time, what's happening there. Now, again, it would take people watching it. That's the thing. Listener says, some of the greatest people in history started off on the opposite side of the aisle. C.S. Lewis was agnostic before becoming a Christian author. Ronald Reagan was a Hollywood Democrat before leading a conservative revolution. Donald Trump was a New York liberal Democrat before leading the MAGA movement. I'm cautiously optimistic that Elon could be the next to make a huge impact for the right versus wrong. We'll see. It's hard not to like this guy right now because he didn't have to do any of this. He could have bought Twitter, kept his head down, you know, shored up the business model there a little bit and just went about this. Instead, he said, rip the Band-Aid off. You got to see what happened. I mean, that's impressive. That is impressive. I don't know. I have nothing but respect for the guy at this point. What are the scenarios, Kev, where he could turn? What would cause us to say Elon's back on the dark side? I don't know. I can't think of anything. Unless he started shadow banning again and censoring people, I guess.
Well, then why spend 40-some billion dollars to buy the thing?
Right.
I don't think he wants that unless... Yeah, I don't either. I mean, the guy, look at what he's done. Like, oh, we need electric cars? All right, I'll build them. Need a way to pay bills online using an app? Yeah, I'll build that. Need to get back into space? He single-handedly got us back into space. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think he liked what he saw, so he's doing something about it. I don't know. One doesn't strike me as any kind of globalist, really.
One story about it also is the many ways in which truth was silenced and harmful information was promoted by Twitter obviously had the effect of influencing the 2020 election. But the most damaging effects won't be fully known for years. Unlike many of the things that the left claims led to death, Twitter's actions did lead to death. That, of course, speaking of the COVID-19 misinformation. He's also in a little bit of hot water now because of the whole pronoun thing. That surprise you? Getting a backlash.
Oh, yeah.
Backlash from woke, super upset liberals. One of them, Scott Kelly, replied that Musk was promoting hate. And that, by the way, Dr. Fauci is a dedicated public servant whose sole motivation was saving lives. Yeah. Tweeted, hey, Elon, please don't mock and promote hate toward already marginalized and at-risk violence members of the LGBTQ+ community. They are real people with real feelings. What did he do? He just talked about his pronouns. It's called humor. How is that promoting hate?
It's a little microaggressive. A little microaggressive.
Toward already marginalized and at-risk of violence members of the LGBT.
Marginalized? Thank you. At risk of what? At risk of...
violence.
I mean, can you find me some incidences of that happening in any great number? I mean, you're going to find people that are just jerks.
Well, there's hates all...
And, yeah, there's haters, no doubt.
People that hate this show, that hate me, that hate Kevin, that, you know... And hate is awful. It's horrible. No matter where it happens. But I agree with you. I don't see... And by the way, if there was like this rash downtown Fargo of violence against the LGBTQ community, I'd be the first one to say, that's disgusting. These are your fellow human beings. It's wrong. Call it out. Find it out. A bunch of texts here to get to. I'm sorry, I'm weighing in here on all of these great comments. We asked if your Twitter fans, one listener says, I got rid of all my social media back in the Obama years, since back then there was the NSA gathering people's data. They can all kiss my bleep. It takes a strong person to say, I'm out of here on social media. Listener says, I feel like President Joe Biden is the most dangerous person on this earth. Thank God for Elon Musk, Trump, and many others who are standing up, stepping up, and making us feel like there is hope. All right. Another on Elon Musk. He is as close to a real-life Batman as we probably will ever see. A rich billionaire coming to the rescue of the average citizen. Feels like it now, doesn't it? Spend that kind of money and then say we're going to expose all the ick that happened within here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you do that to keep it status quo.
Obama and Eric Holder are loving the narrative on everything going on with elections and Twitter because they got off scot-free and were the legal geniuses behind all of what was going on in these crooked states. When will the blind squirrel find its nut? Listener says, hey, Scott, I'm as conservative and libertarian as anyone, probably more. I started out a Democrat, and then I started listening at age 10, and I was no longer one of them. Another one of those that came over to the right side. Listener says, I think if Elon Musk ran for president, he'd win. So far, the Elon Musk meter is very much in the positive for what he had to say. And he continues to do battle. You know, the guy that mentioned the whole Elon, you're promoting hate?
Yeah.
Elon has responded to him.
Ooh.
I strongly disagree. Forcing your pronouns upon others when they didn't ask and implicitly ostracizing those who don't is neither good nor kind to anyone. As for Fauci, he lied to Congress, funded gain-of-function research that killed millions of people. Not awesome, in my opinion. No. Far from awesome. Will the Republicans in Congress get Fauci up there when they control the time and the questions he's asked? Can't even wait for January.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On the island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cronies of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on big. Come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip with old Saint Nick and place a lick on a peppermint stick. Come a-flying from a high place.
I'm searching for a artist here.
Louis Armstrong.
It is Louis Armstrong. Okay. I actually thought Louis Armstrong, but then I...
From the day, Cool Yule. Swinging Christmas, baby.
That's beautiful. Still to come on What's On Your Mind. How to talk about climate change and global warming. People that are insistent that we can have an influence here over the climate. You know my theory on climate change is? We are but like a gnat on an elephant's hind end when it comes to climate change. And lest you worry, we do it better all the time. And we ignore the bad actors. And if we continue to ignore the bad actors and put our thumb on commerce as a result of this, rather than just being smart about it, as we have been, you will bankrupt the economy over it.
Bad actors.
How dare you?
She's one
I got chills right there. Goosebumps, if you will.
So next hour we're tackling that. We're also going to go down the list of the censorship, blacklist, shadow banning, with a guy that keeps track of this stuff, Rapid Response Director at the Republican National Committee, and talk a little bit about what's going to be done about this.
One of the memes I saw was great. The fact that you think you can charge me more taxes and somehow change the weather, you're a special kind of stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
That's what they're trying to do. No doubt about it. 271-1100 to weigh in today on the topics of the day. Elon Musk, force for good, force for bad. So far, overwhelming amount of our listeners have weighed in, saying absolutely a force for good. What do you think? Tell us, 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, or text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Larry Elder wrote a column about this. I'm not sure where I read this. Toronto Sun, I guess. And he had a good analogy on Musk. He said, Elon Musk spent $44 billion to do what the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the American Civil Liberties Union used to do before they became public relations bureaus for the left. Defend free speech. He's a warrior for free speech. Goes on to say, had Musk not bought Twitter, the truth of Twitter suppression would have been forever suppressed by the people who suppressed it.
Right?
It's so
there
true.
You go.
Exactly right. Dirty little secret they'd continue to have themselves. And he says, just think, had the computer store owner not made a copy of the laptop, and had Musk not bought Twitter, nothing to see here. Could have been a very different deal.
Thinking about that for a while, no doubt.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Well, think about what would have kept status quo going if Trump would have never showed up.
Where would we be?
I mean, look at the comparison between Trump showing up in D.C. and Musk buying Twitter. It's all efforts to drain the swamp.
And
it's all good.
Whatever Donald Trump's future is, he has done that for America. He has shown Republicans how to fight, how to clean up a swamp. He is a to-do manual for how to take on the woke. Lister says, to your question of do I do Twitter, I got rid of all my social media stuff when they all started checking up on people and canceling people for their views. Gutsy people. You are gutsy people. I love it. For sure. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to mention, did you read there's a bunch of stuff about Seth Ridge now? That about him, that it wasn't robbery, and the more the truth is coming out about him, too.
Not
it
seen
that.
Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
I've seen some stuff on the, written about it now on the internet today, this morning. And that's very interesting because, you know, that was all suppressed too because they said it was a robbery gone wrong and that's absolute BS. You could, you know, it was BS then, it's BS today, and now they're actually reporting that the WikiLeaks, they said that he didn't sell secrets to the Democrat Party, from the Democrat Party to WikiLeaks and and that's what Julius Assange has said all along, that we got our information from him, and now it's coming out. There's apparently some guy in Texas that sued them for freedom of information, and it's
interesting.
And the stuff starting to come out.
So it's coming out. Well, he was the Democratic National Committee staffer. This is, gosh, 5-year-old story, at least, I think. And
2016, yeah.
And the family was initially very concerned, then they ended up settling the suit over the whole deal, and it kind of just went away. So, interesting, Michael. Yeah. We'll check that out. I appreciate you calling, okay?
Sure, bye.
Thank you. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.